a day tripper. One way ticket, yeah. It took me so long to find out that I found out. This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live, this 17th day of September 2024. By far, the most interesting developments concern Florida conducting its own investigation of the Trump shooting. This is a curveball. This is very significant. Ron DeSantis tweets, the state of Florida will be conducting its own investigation regarding the attempted assassination at Trump International Golf Club. The people deserve the truth about the would-be assassin, how he was able to get within 500 yards of the former president and current GOP nominee. Good for DeSantis. Once you turn it over to the FBI, it's going to be covered up completely. This guy could very likely be a CIA asset. There's all kinds of information coming in about him. It's all profoundly disturbing. He's not a normal citizen whatsoever. There are some of the additional stories, but there's more to come. Accused Trump gunman Ryan Wesley Ruth hid in Sniper's Nest for nearly 12 hours before he was spotted by the Secret Service. Brian Leslie Ralph, the alleged would-be Trump assassin, set up a sniper's nest near the former president golf course and hid there for nearly 12 hours before the apparent ambush attempt, federal prosecutors said Monday. Ralph's cell phone pinged to the spot on the edge of Trump's International Wells Palm Beach starting from 1:59 a.m. Sunday. Fascinating how cell phones locate you at every minute of the day. His gun barrel was spotted by a Secret Service agent at about 1:30 p.m. while Trump was on the links 300 to 500 yards away. Now, the weapon he had, that AK-47, would have been very poor, 300 to 500 yards. But if he was waiting for Trump to show up on a nearby link, on a nearby hole, that would be a whole different matter, especially since he was fully automatic. Here's another. Trump suspected would-be assassin in 2002 welded a fully automatic machine gun in a three-hour standoff with police. Ruth was charged with possession of a weapon of mass destruction, referring to a fully automatic machine gun in connection with his 2002 arrest. Ryan Roth, a suspect in Sunday's apparent assassination attempt against former President Trump in Florida, the second in 2 months, in 2002, wielded a fully automatic machine gun amid a three-hour standoff with police in North Carolina, according to a report from the Greensboro News and Record. The paper's story focused on federal agencies, including the Secret Service and Homeland Security, that arrived Sunday night at a Greensboro address associated with Roth, who is 58 years old. The News and Record said officer departed the residence at 2106 Hyatt Street after spending a few minutes there, adding it wasn't clear if they took anything from the home. Much further in the report, a link to a brief News and Record story dated 16 December 2002, which the paper's Sunday story said involved Ralph. There's much more. How about this? Alleged would-be assassin recruited for Ukraine's International Legion. Before he was caught with an AK-47 on a golf course near Trump, Ryan Roth went to Kiev to fight for Ukraine's military and recruit for its International Legion. In a book-length manifesto, Roth wished for assassination of Putin and Trump and urged a nuclear war with Russia. Ryan Roth was arrested today with an AK-47-style rifle fitted with a sniper scope several hundred yards from Donald Trump while the former president was golfing. According to the Washington Post, the golf course incident is being investigated as a potential assassination attempt. Duh! Back in 2022, Raul reportedly traveled to Ukraine to recruit for the International Legion. According to Newsweek, Romania, which interviewed Raul in 2022, the American resident of Hawaii hoped to fight as a volunteer alongside the Ukrainian army, what was too old at age 56. So Plan B, Raul said, was to come to Kiev and promote the idea of many others coming to join the International Legion. We need thousands of people here to fight alongside Ukrainians. There are about 190 countries on our planet, and if the governments are officially sending soldiers here, then we civilians should pick up this torch and make it happen. Pretty bizarre. Meanwhile, the Trump camp is alleging that the New York Times is also inciting violence against J.D. Vance. Supporters of former President Trump are calling out the New York Times for an opinion piece on Republican VP nominee J.D. Vance and his rejection of creedal nationalism. This is disgusting by New York Times, posted ex-Matthew Boyle, the Washington bureau chief for Breitbart News Network. Editors should intervene and correct this and apologize for it. Really gross from the New York Times, posted Jim Banks, a U.S. Senate candidate in Ohio. It's disgusting. The media is now pushing these ridiculous violence-inciting claims about J.D. Vance just 2 months after Donald Trump was nearly assassinated, wrote Alex Bruzewitz, a Trump campaign advisor. Also, friendly reminder to the media and the left that J.D. is a father of three biracial kids. They should immediately retract and apologize to J.D. All three included a screenshot of the opinion piece written by Times columnist Jamel Bouet entitled, J.D. Vance's Blood and Soil Nationalism Finds Its Target. The piece's headline, however, has now been changed. Shouldn't J.D. Vance represent all of Ohio? This kind of propaganda is untrue and dangerous, said Steve Cortez, a former Trump advisor. Corporate media viciously smear J.D. Vance because he's so effective at unmasking their lies and narratives. Charlie Kirk, founder of Turning Point USA, posted. So now the Times is directly calling J.D. Vance a Nazi. This is the kind of regime propaganda that nearly got Trump assassinated. What else can we conclude except that the New York Times wants J.D. Vance dead? How bad is that? Meanwhile, Russia has reported that it could combine with China if both face threats from the United States. Maria Zakharova announced this Wednesday. I'd like to remind you, Moscow and Beijing will respond to double containment by the U.S. with double counteraction, Zakharova said when asked about U.S. plans to deploy a Typhon missile system to Japan for several months. A Typhon is a new missile system developed by U.S. that would have been banned under the Intermediate Nuclear Force Treaty between the U.S. and Russia, Trump tore up in 2019. Which prohibited land-based missile system with a range between 310 and 3,400 miles. Meanwhile, China has declared it will support Russia if NATO attacks. Russia formally notifies UN. If U.S. UK approve Western weapons strike deep into Russia, a state of war will exist. I'm so impressed with how Russia abides with international law. They make all the diplomatically appropriate moves. They had notified formally the U.S., the U.K., France, and Germany that this would be their position. They have gone to the United Nations to declare it. I admire that. It's above board. It is the right way to conduct international relations, especially in a time of stress. Russian leadership has issued a follow-up statement to President Vladimir Putin's Thursday brief video address, warning that if the U.S. and U.K. authorize Ukraine to pursue long-range strikes on Russian soil, then NATO and the Russian Federation will be in an official state of war. On Friday, Russia's ambassador to the U.N., Vasily Nebenzia, informed the U.N. Security Council that UN countries would start an open war by allowing Western long-range missiles to target Russia. If such a decision is made, that means NATO countries are starting an open war against Russia. Moscow's envoy introduced in that case will obviously be forced to make certain decisions with all the attendant consequences for Western aggressors. I'm believing that while they've already designated the three locations in the UK where the Storm Shadow missiles are located as immediate targets, that none of this will be done with nuclear weapons, that Russia will not be the first to deploy nukes. They have such sophisticated, powerful, conventional, non-nuclear weapons, they don't need to. But if the West replies by deploying nukes, it'll be all over. We can bend over and kiss our ass goodbye. Meanwhile, terrifying Russian artillery destroys Ukrainian BM-21 Grad rocket launcher. That's coming from Scott Ritter. Meanwhile, Dr. Jacques Bowne, Yemen strikes Tel Aviv. Israel's unexpected downfall. Let's check this out. This is such a good guy that he, you know, his reports are simply excellent.
So nice to have you back, Colonel.
Thank you very much for inviting me again.
Let's get started with what's going on right now between Houthis and Israel. We had Houthis, they have used a ballistic missile to hit a military base close to Tel Aviv. And we had this attack. On the other hand, in Israel, they're talking about, there are a lot of discussions between Netanyahu and his Minister of Defense, talking about they want to attack Hezbollah. It seems the next 2-3 weeks for Netanyahu is so crucial for his power in Israel. And how do you find the whole situation, this attack and what's going on vis-a-vis the conflict with Hezbollah?
Well, the Houthi attack or Ansar Allah attack on Israel that happens last weekend is very interesting. And probably I can show you here a map so that you have an idea of what we are talking about. This was a hypersonic missile that was launched from Yemen up to Tel Aviv. And the missile landed in the neighborhood of the Ben-Gurion Airport. Probably targeted the power plant, but we don't know exactly. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you have other information. But the issue here is twofold. The first one is that we have, the first thing is that we have an hypersonic attack in the heart of Israel that Israel was not able to intercept. And that's very interesting because, as you have seen on the map, you have currently three Navy ships that are around the Yemen. They were not able to intercept the missile. And in the landing phase, if you want, of the missile, you none of the Israeli system, and namely the Aero system, which is designed to intercept ballistic missiles, the Patriot missile that is supposed to be able intercepting ballistic missiles as well. And then you have the David Sling, which is not designed for this kind of missile. It's more designed for cruise missiles. And the Iron Dome, which is more designed for tactical missiles, or like those rockets fired by the Palestinians, for instance. But the two main systems, the Patriot and the Aero system, were not able to intercept the missile. The missile traveled the 2,040 kilometer within 11 minutes and 30 seconds. That gives an average speed of 11,000 kilometers per hour, which is extraordinary considering the, let's say, technological or capabilities of Yemen, which is obviously not a very rich country. This missile, which is designed by the Houthis as the Hatem II missile, is probably a variant of the Iranian Shekhan missile. And this is, so this was probably, it was designed in Iran, but was probably assembled somehow in Yemen. In any case, we see that the Yemen has this capability. And now it's interesting when we talk about Israel wanting to attack Iran, having war with Hezbollah, with whoever in the Middle East, we can see that just one missile without any decoy was able to hit the heart of Israel. What would happen if Israel would attack Iran? You know, because we can assume that this missile is not the only one that the Houthis have, and it's probably not even the only one that Iraq has, Iran has. By the way, when I mentioned Iraq, you had also, the other day, you had the Iraqi resistance, who was able to strike Haifa, the port, the Israeli port of Haifa, with a cruise missile. And this is not the first time.
Let me just say, this is a truly stunning development. It's got to send shivers down the spine of the idea that the Houthis in Yemen could fire a missile, a hypersonic missile they could not defeat, into Israel. Stunning. And as the colonel was observing, just imagine Iran has hundreds of these missiles that the Israelis are unable to defeat. Meanwhile, we have a report from Edward Hendry about Bill Gates trying to warn us about laser weapons, but interestingly, it appears to have been taken down. Meanwhile, U.S. pushes to censor Russia worldwide while running its own propaganda campaigns. No doubt about it.
Speaking of Russia fanaticism pervading the United States and its legal framework, one of the things that I think got too little attention in terms of a massive escalation of censorship in the West was soon as Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022, and Europe and the UK and the US and NATO got involved in that war, the EU, as I've said many times before, made it a crime, made it illegal to platform RT or Sputnik or any other Russian state media. So if you're a European citizen and you know that your government is funding and financing this war and you want to hear from the other side, you can't, because the government made it illegal for you to even hear that. Which, as I've explained before, is why Rumble is not available in France, because the French government said, we see that you're violating our law by still platforming RT and Sputnik, and you need to remove that immediately. When Rumble said no, the French said, we're going to cut you out at the IP level then. Continuous attempts to demand censorship of every government in the world as a condition for allowing citizens to access the information they want to seek. Now, the U.S. government today...
Glenn Greenwald will be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food, seeing that the dollar is cheap. That's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis. Gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Well, we have another number of additional foreign reports. We have the worst Israeli attack on Syria yet. We have Iran successfully launching a domestically built Shamran-1 research satellite into orbit. We have the Saudi central bank caught secretly buying 160 tons of gold in Switzerland. That suggests to me they think there's going to be a collapse of the financial system. Can the U.S. find a new partner in West Africa after being forced out of Niger? Total recall. This may be the most interesting. Canadian government destroying all COVID mRNA jab to eliminate evidence of genocidal crimes against humanity. This is from the Truth Seeker. Highly reliable source of important stories and information. Slow to load. That may be deliberate. Remember, the censorship has become massive. Absolutely massive. I think that may have been a victim. Meanwhile, if nuclear bombs drop on Germany, it's going to create chaos. Chaos. We do have a report about it here.
The fact that Blinken would say anything that suggests he would consider the use of tactical nuclear weapons somehow acceptable in Europe or anywhere else. It's just hard for me to understand if he has any idea about what he's talking about. And frankly, I believe he doesn't have much of an idea of what he's talking about. And this is this attitude, this cavalier attitude towards something that I think knowledgeable people who have worked on these issues would tell you would, with overwhelming likelihood, result in the destruction of modern civilization as we know it, for for minimizing embarrassment to the Biden administration for political problem they have, it's beyond my belief. I mean, it's beyond belief to me that anybody could be both so ignorant and so reckless. I don't know how else to state this. I realize it's very strong language, but it's just hard to comprehend.
Just to let you know who are listening to Dr. Ted Postol, MIT Professor Emeritus, one of the world's leading experts on nuclear weapons.
That anybody could be so reckless, especially someone who is in a position where decisions he makes has serious consequences for the security of really the modern world. I mean, it's that bad. Now, it seems to me that the Russians are really very appropriately. I just got off a Zoom talk where with a Russian television program that will run on Sunday, an interview where I talked about the danger of escalation and some of the activities the United States has been involved in, which are clearly aimed at fighting and winning a nuclear war. I mean, there is a disconnect at the top levels of the U.S. government between reality and their perception, their misperceptions of things. And this has really gotten completely out of control. And Blinken's recent statements just further confirm my greatest fears that the people in the White House and near the White House have actually no idea what they're doing. Now, the facts are simple. The West, and I'll say it, the West, it's really the United States and who leads NATO, has lost the war in Ukraine. The Russian military advances are now absolutely unstoppable unless the Russians were to arbitrarily decide to put down their weapons and run away. The war is absolutely lost. It's actually been lost for a longer time. And the incursion into Kursk that was made by the Ukrainian government has accelerated. I want to underscore, this incursion has accelerated the disastrous military defeat of Ukraine. Ukrainian.
Stand by. We'll be right back after this break.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Health Simple with Kalwada Shilaji, fact bit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yoga vaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the Gold Mountain and Medical Symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Help! I need somebody.
Help!
Not just anybody.
Help!
You know I need someone.
Help!
When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Now
I find I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors.
Well, turning to domestic, we have more about the debate between Trump and Harris, where an employee of ABC actually documented how they were rigging the debate before the debate. He went out of his way to certify it, sent himself a letter so there'd be a postal record. Believe it or not, as I may have mentioned yesterday, the guy's dead. So I think there's every reason to suspect he was taken out because he was blowing the whistle. They didn't like it. He took multiple steps to ensure that it would be documented that he had created this affidavit about how they were going to rig the election before the election. And indeed, it followed true to form just as he had anticipated. Documents are being reported by prominent Twitter users as being the rumored ABC News whistleblower affidavit. If they are real and if the information in them is accurate, and I have a copy here you'll be able to access when you go to the stories for today, this is a legitimate bombshell that will nevertheless be widely ignored by the corporate media. The skeptic in me wants to wait to hear from official sources, including Speaker of the House, who was allegedly in contact with a whistleblower because he sent him a copy of his affidavit. But everything about the document seems to jibe with not only what's been rumored, but also what we saw during the ABC News presidential debate. Here are the first 6 pages. I've worked for ABC for over 10 years in various since the acquisition of ABC in 1996. I've seen a significant transformation nature of news reporting. For the record, I do not endorse Donald Trump as a candidate. The intent of this affidavit is to address concerns about perceived bias. Observation on debate communication. Since a debate between Trump and Harris had been announced to be broadcast on ABC, various members of staff expressed the hope of a debate where issues that were important to everyday Americans would be discussed, and there had been promises that the candidates would be held to a firm discussion regarding their policies. Political position clarification. Many who are looking for a fair and honest debate question the clear bias well known throughout the company. It's common knowledge that debate moderators, as well as the chief executive officer of my employer, are well known not to support Donald Trump, which has led to several employees speaking up in regard to how fair the debate would be. Concerned regarding journalist integrity, and mind you, I'm only reading portions, not all. It's my belief that contemporary news organizations, including ABC News, no longer adhere to impartiality. The influence of commercial interests and substantial donors appear to affect news presentations, resulting in selective reporting and biased narratives. Observation pertained to fairness. I've noted specific instances related to the debate between Trump and Harris raising concerns about procedural fairness. Included are: the Harris campaign received particular accommodations, including but not limited to providing a podium significantly smaller than that used by Trump, and assurances regarding split scene television views that would favorably impact Harris's appearance relative to Trump. It was agreed that Trump would be subjected to fact checking while Kamala would not. That was widely known throughout the company. Trump would be fact checked. Various people were assigned to fact-check an observation that it was perceived candidate Trump would make during the debate. Harris received assurances Trump would be fact-checked, done via multiple communication with the Harris campaign, whereas the Trump campaign was not included in those negotiations. The Harris campaign was provided with sample questions that, while not the exact questions, covered similar topics that would appear during the debate. Moreover, the Harris campaign imposed restrictions on the scope of questioning, including no questions regarding the perceived health of President Joe Biden, no inquiries related to her tenure as Attorney General of California or District Attorney in San Francisco, no questions concerning her brother-in-law, Tony West, who, get this, faces allegations of embezzling billions of dollars in taxpayer funds and who may be involved in her administration if elected. Internal organizational climate. I've observed a pronounced bias against Trump within ABC News. Employees expressing favorable view toward him experience significant concern about potential retribution. There's more to it and the ways in which he documented it. But get this. He's reported now to have died in an automobile accident. Is that a coincidence? I think not. Meanwhile, Alex Jones speaks up on Haitian immigration crisis and pet eating allegation, and what he says will blow your mind. One of Sarah Gonzalez's longtime dream was fulfilled this week, an ultimate bucket list item, she called it, when the notorious Alex joined the program. While the two broached a number of pertinent subjects related to the dire state of our country, one topic was all these Haitian migrants that left keep saying is just another crazy right-wing conspiracy theory. Regardless of what the media says, all the residents in Springfield, Ohio are pretty mad about the government giving thousands of dollars in aid to not the homeless veterans on the street, not all of these Americans who could use the handout in Biden and Harris America, but to the Haitians. Criticized Sarah, noted the mass influx is driving up the cost of living, driving up insurance rate for people's cars, because the foreign drivers having accidents all over the place, and ultimately driving locals out of their homes. Sarah played a recent clip of an interview with a Springfield resident, very candid, about the treachery that's going on in her city. I'm having a hell of a job finding a job because they want the Haitians. I work retail before I lost my job back in April. I do transactions. I can see what comes across on certain cards. A Haitian comes through and spent $500 in food stamps and still has $5,000 on their food assistance card. The resident lamented, adding the Haitians are calling them the magic money cards because they never run out. I'm homeless. I'm jobless. I'm sleeping on friends' couches because I can't get government assistance because I come from the wrong country, apparently, she said. Alex added, the woman's words are powerful. Indeed, they are. And many of us are regarding this as the location where a real explosion may begin right here in the USA, that the residents are reported to be absolutely enraged by the dumping of these Haitians in their community and by the special treatment they're receiving. Meanwhile, Zero Hedge, Lawfare collapsing amidst Harris's vow to prosecute Trump, largely shedding Joe Biden's canard that Trump must be defeated to save democracy. Kamala's concern is that she prosecutes criminals and Donald Trump is one. I know Donald Trump's type. As San Francisco District Attorney and then California Attorney General, Harris supported jailing parents of truants, suppressed evidence, kept an innocent man on death row, repeatedly covered up his conduct, leaned to dismissal more than 600 cases, incarcerated prisoners beyond their sentences, violated federal law that protect donor privacy, failed to disclose conflicts of interest arising from her personal relationships. Her record of abusing prosecutorial power fits perfectly with Democrat lawfare against Trump and his advisors. Meanwhile, Ted Cruz criticizes Biden and Harris for weaponizing government for 4 years. Texas Senator Cruz has a history of calling out the Biden admin for abusing its political power. This week, he doubled down on the message with new comments in a similar vein. He made the remarks Monday, back on September 9th, during which he was addressing Trump business lawsuit in New York and how it was recently described by Big Apple's top federal prosecutor as a travesty of justice. Cruz said the case, involving alleged hush money payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels, said to have been done under false pretenses to sway the 2016 presidential election, is utterly corrupt. Indeed, he has certainly got that right. Meanwhile, the FBI has put up billboards in Haitian Creole encouraging people to report hate crimes in Springfield. Get this, Nick Soder tweets. New, the FBI is putting up billboards written in Haitian Creole here in Springfield, Ohio, including people to report hate crimes. This is insane. Instead of handling the real violent crime that's now running rampant in Springfield, thanks to Kamala's illegals, the FBI is focusing on victimizing the Haitian population in order to push a narrative. This is disgusting. This is what our country has descended to. Meanwhile, former Council of Economic Advisors chief rips Harris's attack on Trump's economy. Kevin Haslett, a former senior advisor to former President Trump, chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, ripped VP Harris for the remarks she made during the week presidential debate, where she rewrote history about the U.S. economy recovery under Trump. Haslett made the remarks during an interview that aired Friday on PBS, firing line with Margaret Hoover, when asked about Harris's claim that the Biden-Harris admin had to clean up the economy after Trump presidency. The first quarter of Biden's first term, for the Biden-Harris first term, then GDP growth was about 6.5, inflation about 1%. And so the pandemic was just like an awful experience for everybody, of course. And we had the worst quarter we've had since the Great Depression. And though really bipartisan legislation, it passed with unanimous support of Democrats, Republicans, and Democrats working together to repair the economy with a sequence of stimulus bills that were right-sized. In other words, of course, what else would we expect? She's lying about everything, including the economy. Meanwhile, she has a horrifying plan that could change America forever. Kamala and her allies would stop at nothing to accomplish their radical agenda. They've unleashed a DOJ on conservatives and have twisted logic and facts at the breaking point. Now she's revealed a horrifying plan that could change America forever. Whenever someone would try to create a restriction on anything short of abortion on demand, the Democrats would say the Supreme Court has spoken. But now that the Dobbs decision has happened, turning it back to the states, they claim the Supreme Court is anti-democratic. Never expect consistency from radical pro-abortionists. Never mind that the Constitution created three co-equal branches of government. Ignore the fact Democrats were in charge for years and could have codified Roe v. Wade during the Carter, Clinton, Obama, or Biden presidencies. Now they just want to blame the Supreme Court for their problems. Remember, the Supreme Court did not end abortion. It just turned the issue back to the states and the other two branches of the government. For 235 years, the court has had nine justices and resisted political pressure from the legislative and executive branch. But now she wants to pack the court. She's seriously warming to the idea. When she was a failed candidate in 2019, but a member of the Senate, she was strongly in favor of packing the court with as many lefties as they could muster. Mind you, that is very much still her plan. Meanwhile, CNN left Democrats blown away after delivering a massive dunk on Kamala Harris. CNN, believe it or not. What do we have? Kamala doubles down on a big fracking lie on CNN. One of the most memorable parts of Kamala's 16-minute pre-taped interview with CNN was when Hosanna Bush Bash attempted to throw Harris a lifeline by offering a chance to walk back her support for banning fracking. Fracking has found itself to be a talk issue in the coming election due to the importance of the economy of Pennsylvania. And this is where Bash rushed in with a lifeline. It's virtually impossible for Kamala to win Pennsylvania while promoting economic destruction. In 2019, you said, quote, "There is no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. Fracking, as you know, is a pretty big issue, particularly in your must-win state of Pennsylvania," stated Bash. "Do you still want to ban fracking?" Instead of catching the perfect setup cue to save herself, Kamala decided to blatantly lie about her previous position. She claimed she had not only opposed a ban on fracking now, but had opposed it all the way back to 2020. "No," responded Harris. "And I made that clear in the debate back in 2020. Bash, realizing she'd completely missed the attempt to clean up the debate, gave Harris a second chance. But she doubled down, claiming her position changed in that campaign in 2020, arguing she had made that very clear. Here's Clay Travis tweeting, "I know politicians lie, but Kamala's side by side on banning fracking when she ran for president in 2020 and now is honestly staggering. It's not just she said she would ban fracking. She said she cited her baby nieces as the reason. Absolutely stunning." We know all about Kamala's cozy ties with ABC. Those don't need repeating. Meanwhile, she was slammed over a disastrous solo interview. This is really rather fascinating. Daily Wire reports. Harris looked nervous and struggled to answer easy questions from a friendly reporter on 6ABC Action News in Pennsylvania, including questions about how her policies would lower prices to make life more affordable for Americans, questions about how she's any different from Joe Biden. Our newest ad just dropped, come Trump.
Vice President? pleasure to meet you. Thanks for your time today. Our audience appreciates your time as well.
Of course.
As you know, we're sitting here in a state and arguably in front of an audience that 54 days from now could decide the outcome of this presidential election. You hear it more than I do. People want to know more about you and about your specific plans. At the debate the other night, you talked about creating an opportunity economy. What if we can drill down on that a little bit? When you talk about bringing down price.
I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now, but now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a gentle mind, I'll open up the door.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
I look at all the lovely people. I look at all the lovely people.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people.
Well, five stories we won't cover in detail, but with one exception, Glenn Beck delivered Tucker a scary message about Fox News he never expected. Supreme Court forces Biden DOJ to drop charges against January 6th defendants. Patrick J. McShay, school mass shootings, Operation Gladio, and the American Bolshevik Revolution that's posted on my blog at jameshfetzer.org. Or New World Order elites plotting to use AI to deprogram so-called conspiracy theorists. If you're not a conspiracy theorist at this time, at this point, or better, a conspiracy realist, you haven't been paying attention. Caitlin Clark, viciously fouled in career-high 35-point matchup against Dallas Wings. WNBA refs failed. This is outrageous. She can do for women's basketball what Tiger Woods did for golf, and every one of the members of the league are going to benefit financially and in terms of interest and coverage. This is outrageous. The story I wanted to talk about was Patrick J. McShay, who is indeed on my blog at jameshfetzer.org. And I encourage everyone to check it out. He's written a rather spectacular article. There's another two by Joaquin Egobian. Hear from what Pat McShay has to say. Operation Gladio and the very stealthy strategy of tension paving the way for the American Bolshevik Revolution. This was originally published on State of the Nation, whose editor says, this article in its entirety is supremely important because it underscores a multi-decade criminal conspiracy to carry out an Operation Gladio-level campaign of terrorism via mass shootings against the American people. And of course, bear in mind, I brought together groups of experts to expose these so many of these shootings that have been fabricated events that were not real, that we're using crisis actors to carry out, where they pay off the community big bucks in order to subscribe to them. And where my dear friend Brian Davidson, for example, went down to Uvalde and he observed that in Uvalde, he saw so many crisis actors. They just go from one location to another. He said it was like a traveling circus. I think we all need to recognize what's going on there and that it's a sham. I've done so much work on Sandy Hook, but also the Boston bombing, Orlando and Dallas, Charlottesville, Parkland, the moon landing, Las Vegas, name it. It's there.
Folks, this is Mike Gatti, the rebel madman at Republic Broadcasting Network. If you are searching for your inner rebel, it can be found at the Dixie Republic. It's the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to thedixierepublic.com to view all of their Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through their extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in their Johnny Reb gun and leather shop. Now remember, dixierepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Truth.
Well, welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, the 17th day of September 2024, where I take your calls. We got lines full for the moment. JP in Chicago, join the conversation.
Good afternoon, Jim. I've got a quick Ukraine update for you, if you got a minute.
Yes.
It appears, I did the math, and if you go back to that Air Force kid that got locked up for leaking that information, he was accurate. Back then, it was 8 to 1 kill ratio. That's Russian killing 8 Ukrainians to 1. So if you do the math, I went to the Russian MOD. They lost over 600,000 men. Multiplies that times 8. That's 4.8 million casualties that the Ukrainians have that they've been covering up with the fake media, the Western media, and, you know.
JP, could you be off by a digit? Could it be? How many did you say Russia had lost? 60,000 would sound more likely.
No, it's 600,000. I'm actually on the MOD site right now.
Really?
Yeah, 600,000.
Wow.
And they got the 8,000 tanks they lost, 8,000 tanks, 20,000 APCs, 600 aircraft, like 20-some boats.
JP, just to be clear, you're talking about the Ukrainian losses.
No. See, this is the problem. Ukrainian lies about everything. They lie about everything. They fabricate their numbers. So the only truth I've been getting is from Telegram and the Russian MOD, because the Russian MOD, they have to write letters home to mama. They got to, if they blow up a tank, they got to make another one. They got one of the biggest factories right now in the world. They could produce more tanks in 1 year than the whole world. That's how big their tank factories are. But they lost 8,000 tanks and 600,000 men, according to their Russian MOD. So what I have to do is do funky math to come up with the real numbers on Ukraine, figuring that they're lying about everything. So I multiply the Russian losses times 8.
Yeah.
So if you be conservative, though, let's say we'll multiply it times 4. Let's say the whole war wasn't always Russia winning 8-1. Let's go down to 4-1. Even if you go to 4-1, that's 2.4 million casualties, KIA, on the Ukrainian side.
Wow.
2 to 4 million. Yeah.
Wow. You know, JP, I'll bet you are right. I'll bet you are right, and it could even be closer to 4 million. I think you are nailing it. Very shrewd of you to make this calculation. I like it.
It's basic math, and the fact that I've been taking video down and making video of this live on BitChute and Rumble. You go to my Wu Wei JP Watchman channel, but I have, from the beginning of this war, which is February 2022, I've been documenting every week the battles and the videos. I would get the coolest videos. I'm telling you, some of it was kind of fun to watch. The guys, the Russians running from the drones, you know, they'd be shooting all around and they finally throw the rifle at the drone and blow it up. But those drones are wicked, man. They're just wicked. And that's why I call it World War Z, because like XYZ, that's what we were fighting in World War One and Two, you know, primitive warfare, XY coordinates, you get artillery and tanks. Well, this one's all about the air, baby, the Z coordinates. And these modern-day drones can take out a $10 million tank, no problem, because they move at high speed. They got high explosive. They got the armor-piercing rounds. And they hit them where they're soft on top in the engines, you know?
Wow. Wow.
Well, they lost 8,000 tanks. Now, if you multiply that times, you know, how many of the Ukrainians lost and all the men and all the equipment and then all the mercenaries, it's got to be in the millions, bro.
JP, you blow me away. I'm convinced you're on the right track and that those numbers are staggering. And it explains why this thing had been so fiercely fought, because the West was beefing up Ukraine in advance and the Russians have destroyed them, as you say, 8-1.
Yeah.
That ratio, I thought it was as much as 10-1, but I had no idea the Russians have sustained that much. I thought it was more like maybe 200,000 on the Russian side, even 100,000 to 1 million on the Ukrainian. But you're telling me it's multiples of that, JP. Good work.
Yeah. So I'll let you go to the next caller. Have a good day, Jim.
Fabulous call, JP. Peter in Los Angeles, delighted to have you back, Peter. Your thoughts?
Well, I didn't call up to talk about this, but, you know, I'm a 30-year military guy, and I would tell you that I think that the 8-1 ratio is correct. but I think he's talking about the total casualties in the millions. Those are KIA, wounded, WIA, missing. That's the whole shebang. And that's my take on it. I would tell you that 8,000 tanks would be hard, even for the Russians, which I can tell you what their yearly production numbers are. It's about 1,200 a year. But what they've done in the past, they've warehoused, even back to the T-34s, but they've warehoused everything. They never throw anything away.
See, aren't they so smart, Peter?
If it was 8 times 8,000, there's not that many, you know, like armored vehicles. The West, in its aggregate, has not produced 60,000 armored vehicles since the end of World War II put together. That's just absurd.
Yeah, frankly. I'll bet you,
so
JP, would accept
the 1 ratio is right, but I think he's talking about total casualties.
Total casualties, Peter. That explains it, of course. You're right. I like that.
The other thing, but the 8-1, I totally agree with JP on. The Trump thing. I want to connect the Trump assassination thing where again, the second time, it's like the FBI and the Secret Service, like for a dollar, you can take a couple of shots. It's like an arcade. Take a couple of shots of Trump. Here you go.
Yeah. But
I want to connect the dots. I want to connect. I sent you a couple of things this morning. One of them was, and I was shocked to see it, was that there was a Ukrainian special forces team that attacked a Russian base in Syria. Did you happen to notice that?
I knew there was an increased
special.
It was an Israeli attack. I hadn't got to that story yet. It would be in tomorrow.
Let me repeat this because it's somewhere in your hopper. I sent it to you. Ukrainian special forces group attacked a Russian base in Syria.
Amazing.
Now, I want to point out that there's no way that they could even get to Syria without American acquiescence and active involvement in transportation, logistics, and everything else. Listen, we run the Ukrainian Secret Service and CIA, whatever their version is called. I want to also point out that the same Ukrainian, which this guy that was going to try to take out Trump, was obviously a government asset and a CIA guy and connected.
Yeah.
But for years now, they've had a death list, the Ukrainian CIA has, of Americans. Now, again, this is completely dominated by our CIA, and yet some of the names on the list are Scott Ritter, Judge Napolitano, Doug McGregor. I wouldn't be surprised if you're on it. Well, but there's Glenn Greenwald. All these people, anybody who's spoken up, is on a death list. And so if they're doing hits in against the Russians in Syria, by the way, they're also using Ukrainian special forces in Africa against the Russians. We're pulling out of Niger. But here they're going a different way, and now they're using as a tool the Ukrainian Secret Service. But I just want to point that out, that they're totally controlled, that they have a hit list of Americans, and they're already operating as our tool overseas.
Wow.
The second thing I want to also bring out, to go along with your conspiracy theorists and how probably both of us are destined to be reprogrammed. Going back all these years and to talk about Gladio, by the way, just, you know, in the last 4 years, the CIA, let's go back to Ukraine. When the CIA under, you know, did the color revolution that put in the regime that Zelensky is part of now. He had a predecessor who was a Jewish chocolate billionaire. Now it's the Jewish piano playing with his dick, cocaine sniffing Zelensky.
Yeah.
However, and his boss Kolomoisky, another Ukrainian Jew. So at any rate, George Soros was pivotal in that, as he has been in all these color revolutions. And let me just go back in the past couple of years. They tried it in Iran, failed. They tried it in Kazakhstan, failed. They tried it in Georgia, failed. They tried it in Belarus, failed. They were involved, of course, with Libya, and they were involved with destabilizing Syria. I'm talking about the CIA, this is, right? And now we're talking with the weaponization of this totally controlled Ukrainian thing with its hit list of American citizens. And we're talking a horrible, and by the way, well, going back to some of these other things, like, for instance, the Boston Marathon bombing, the Sarnaev brothers, you know, their uncle was a bigwig in Gladio in Central Asia.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was a CIA Gladio guy, and his nephews, the Sarnaevs, supposedly carried out the Boston bombing.
That was fraudulent. They were just a patsies, you know. I even submitted an amicus brief. I was one of three parties protesting because the backpacks didn't match. When they put them in the scene, they used the wrong backpacks. The ones that exploded were small, compact. They were black nylon with a white patch. They had big baggy backpacks. One was kind of silver, the other even, you know, a different color, but totally different shape. I mean, they were just framed. And we did our best. I even wrote to the California Bar to complain about this Judy Clark. They needed to clean up these cases because while she formally pled them guilty in her second paragraph of her opening statement, she said they did it. I mean, it was just outrageous, Peter. The corruption of our legal system is beyond belief.
Yes, and of course, and the other point I want to make out is that the CIA, you know who the director of national intelligence is? It's Avril Haines, a Jewish woman, right? The head of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, a Jewish guy. The head of the Department of Justice, Garland, a Jewish, you know. Right. Jake Sullivan. Well, I don't know many Irishmen named Jacob. So I'm sure his mother had something to do with it. I'm not sure he is. Blinken, the State Department. So what I'm saying is that these guys, the CIA, which has weaponized all these, and the Justice Department, and now they've weaponized all this Ukrainian stuff. You can add in there the Bankman, Sam Bankman Fried, and the money laundering that goes in and out of there and makes all the Democrats rich and enriches their coffers for everything. Now that these Ukrainian guys are coming back, and it's now there's violence, and it's controlled violence against the U.S. political system, the same political system, and the same candidate that the CIA and the FBI forged documents to try to get Trump on back in 2016 for the Russiagate thing. They actually forged documents and stories. So is it a big stretch when you look at what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, and now you look at what happened on this freaking golf course, and this Ukrainian nut, this American Ukrainian nut, this hangs out with the Azov battalion and it does recruiting, obviously a CIA guy, that they're in the same, like they're weaponizing them like they did with the special forces guys in Syria, the Ukrainian guys, and in Libya and everywhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
All related, along with Gladio.
Yeah. Spot on, Peter. Spot on.
Well, that's pretty much it for me. But I just got so pissed when I saw all this.
One further issue. Caitlin Clark being viciously fouled. I mean, these NBA players are so dumb. They don't understand their own self-interest. They want to glory in her. She can't do for the WNBA what Tiger Woods did for the PGA. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous, Peter. They're beating up on them. They can double and triple their salaries, make them famous.
I think that, by the way, she's got 17% of all the flagrant fouls that were handed out in the entire WNBA season. 17% of the flagrant, the hateful, meant to injure or went against Caitlin Clark.
I got to tell you.
I sent that to you.
I hate to say it, but these black players who resent her are stupid. Right. They are stupid. Right. Just beyond belief. I mean, they're not only immoral, they're contradicting their own best interests. How dumb can you get? They got a gravy ticket to fame and fortune in Caitlin Clark, and they're trying to destroy her on the court? I'm just incensed.
Yeah, there's three elements that go into that. One is, you're right, it's a huge racial element. And you'll notice, everybody doing those flagrant fouls, they're all black. They're all power forwards or centers, much bigger than she is. And the other thing is, women are cutthroat and jealous of each other anyways. Then you add the racial aspect, and it's the officials' lack of doing anything. Yeah. The league itself that allows this.
They're gutless.
It's absurd.
They're gutless, Peter. You're absolutely right. They haven't got the guts to do their job. Get the hell rid of them. Get some refs in there who actually perform the responsibility of referees. Outrageous. Peter, you're
there's
so...
There's one more aspect to it, if I may say one more thing about that is another element of this is you can't take a black or non-white dominated business or industry or whatever and have a white person be the come back in and basically dominate it. White people are now disallowed from excellence. White excellence is not allowed in sports or any industry that is dominated by non-whites. That seems to be the rule of thumb. Do you see that as well?
Yeah, I think you're right. And of course, Kamala's all in on this sort of happy horse manure. It's unreal. Unreal, Peter. Unreal. Love your calls.
Yeah, you're doing a
great job. Thanks on all counts. Keep them coming. Hey, Frances in North Carolina, silly girl, what you got for us today?
Oh, what I don't have for you. Hey, young man, is the silly Viking gal at your disservice? Oh, and speaking of which, I come to comprehend that I have now been referred to as a Viking queen. Well, with all due respect, I can't be a Viking queen because I would not even want to be able to live up to that title. So I have enough to deal with as is. Well, I have to admit I'm flattered by the comment, but go figure. Aside from the issue, with this whole thing about, this person, that person, whatever, taking a pot shot at Trump and so forth, they call it assassination attempt and so forth. They're going to continue to do that until they turn blue in the face and the cows don't come home. So go figure that mess out. I'm just sitting back and observing what's going on, and that's all there is to as far as the political BS is concerned. And yes, I call it BS because it never changes. And all the decades in life that I have been through, I have not seen any improvement. Period.
Yeah.
A lot of people think, well, it was better during this time and better during that time. Think again, that depends on what part of the sector of society you were talking about. For the everyday person on the street, it doesn't change. Period. Oh, and by the way, I hear the music.
Stand by, Francis. I'm carrying you over. Stand by. We'll pick it up with Francis right after the break.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Get more tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get more tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get more tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, trimmers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine. Reduce your emissions and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A five-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Francis, continue with your thoughts for today.
Oh, my goodness. Are you sure about that? A couple of them for you to begin with. First of all, when we talk about, well, the Jews are controlling this, the Jews are controlling that, and blah, 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 Jew this, Jew that, whatever have you, Jew, Jew. You know what? When people start to realize that regardless of whether the person's a Jew, a Muslim, whatever have you, around the world, just for, you know, hoops and giggles, I just picked out a couple of names. The real problem is the fact that they all can be Zionists. It doesn't matter what their culture is, what their religion is, or whatever. Zionists will absorb anybody and anything, for that matter, for their own selfish purpose. And that is the real problem that we're facing right now in the world political scene and military scene, for that matter. It's not per se someone who's Muslim or Islam or Buddhist, the high, you name it, go figure, or even Christian for that matter. Here, I'll leave that out of the picture. You can still have Zionists regardless of who it is. And they're basically pulling the strings. And to say the least, the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and other major families and all that, they're also obviously Zionists. Otherwise, they wouldn't be paying so well for that matter. Now, as for, oh, goodness me, almost lose myself for a second there. I'm not surprised at what is being done as far as them pulling the strings are concerned, what the politicians are concerned, and who they've already got chosen. So when I hear about that, I have to laugh under my breath, as it were, because to me it's becoming a complete joke, and people are falling for it. I know a lot of people say, well, if you're not going to vote, then you're the cause of all this problem. No, because if I had that kind of money that the so-called Zionists have, I wouldn't be in this in the U.S. for that matter. I'd be somewhere else. not here, for that matter. So let's get realistic here. Besides, I was born and raised in the South. So let's see just how much, you know, of an outsider I am. Not. So aside from that issue, there's a lot of things that people need to get in order as far as their household is concerned. So there's so many different things I could touch upon, but I'm going to leave it at that for now. But I think people need to take into consideration and observe what's going on around them and stop picking on this group, that group, whatever, because your sexuality, your religion, your spirituality, your financial arena is concerned, is all being played against you. They know what buttons to push.
Thanks.
For that matter. So with that, have a great week.
Thanks. Thanks, Francis. Thanks for that. Chance in West Virginia, join a conversation, Chance.
Hello, gentlemen, Jimbo. Geez, all these damn diversions. Let me tell you, it's becoming crystal clear to me, Jimbo, that we're one breath away from a corporate government and fascist takeover. Now, let me tell you why. You studied JFK, correct?
Yes.
Okay. This is JFK all over again. It's amazing how they keep following the same script and keep getting away with it. And if that's the case, they will get Trump very soon. Now, corporate working with corrupt government, CIA, and organized crime. Now, let me tell you, just like JFK, the collaboration of the Texas oil men, right? The corrupt politician, CIA, and George Parr, the king of Texas. You're aware of that, correct?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, just like that, what do we have here? People keep looking at the lone assassin, the inept Secret Service. They're not following the money trail. BlackRock is buying up all real estate across the country and sticking in illegals. Not to mention that they control 90% controlling interests in all the major corporations. Now, what people have to look at is dig deep in that money trail and find out who's all behind this, and you will find BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, along with George Soros, funding all of this. This is where they have to dig. That's why they pick. You know, I think they hired an inept patsy this time to give everyone the impression that everyone wants to kill Trump. You know why? Because when they finally do it, the eyes won't be on them. People have to dig deeper than the Secret Service, deeper than these lone assassins, and see where the money is funded from. What do you think?
Chance, let me make a couple obvious points. How the hell did he get from Hawaii to Trump's golf course? How did he know where Trump would be at that place in time? He had to
Because Jimbo, the reasons I just told you, this goes deeper. We have CIA. Yeah. We have corrupt corporations at the very top, like BlackRock. We've got Soros. They've got eyes all over the place. Those are the main culprits, but nobody's concentrating on them. Unless we get to the head of the state.
Of course, we have Chance. Almost everyone I've spoken with sees this guy as a classic CIA asset. There isn't any doubt in their mind that that's what's going on. We also believe it.
We have to go higher. Go ahead.
We also believe it was just a warning that if he opposes a war in Ukraine, this is what could happen to him. Now, I think because DeSantis is doing the investigation, they can't just cover it up. If the FBI took him,
this is JFK all over again. This is JFK all over again, I feel, Jimbo.
Hang on, Chance. I'm carrying you over. Anyway, stick around.
Got to be a joker. He just do what he please.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hempaste by Minutra. Why is Hempaste better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like Hempaste. Hempaste contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy Hemp Paste.
.com/RBA. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBA.
Call 855-656-8872. Mention RBA.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Listen, let me just make a couple of comments. Jack was
saying this point. No big Trumpy Bear fan, but by the same token, I most definitely don't want to see anything happen to him. I think, like I said before, we're a breath away from a corporate government and fascist takeover. This is following the same script as JFK, but with different interests. But they're all within the same organizations. Big corporations, BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, with George Soros. And if we keep looking at these inept so-called assassins and inept Secret Service agents, we're missing the point. We have to follow that money trail. They're being paid off to play their part. And I think we're looking at JFK all over again, Jimbo.
Well, what I was going to do is explain why you're on the right track, because Jack was taken out because he wanted to get rid of the Fed. He wanted to destroy the CIA. He wanted to get us out of Vietnam. Listen to me, Chance. Trump wants to do a lot of things very similar. He wants to reform the government, wants to kill the deep state. I wouldn't be surprised he wants to overhaul the FBI. So it's very similar. They're trying to stop each of them. Yeah, well, chance, I'm agreeing.
You hit the nail on the head, and that's the conclusion I've come to, too, Jimbo.
Oh, I missed that last comment, Chance. Namely?
That's the same conclusion I've come to. I believe when you look to the very top of all this, you're going to find not only Soros, everybody blames it's Soros along with BlackRock. Because look what BlackRock's doing. Yeah. Look at all the controlling interests they have in the major corporations, buying up the real estate for the illegals. They're working hand in hand. Corporate, corrupt government, big corporations, CIA are all working together again, just like JFK's situation. They're using the same script, and I'm shocked that people can't put this together.
Yeah. Even to the lone gunman. I mean, Lee was actually in the doorway of the book depository when the JFK motorcade passed by. So he not only wasn't the lone gunman, he wasn't even one of the multiple shooters of whom I've identified eight. So it's really massive. But yeah, they're going to keep trying to kill
Jimbo,
Trump.
I'm glad you see it the way I see it, because it's hard trying to convince people. They won't look past Secret Service and lone gunmen. They're not following that money trail up to the very top, and that's the problem. And as long as keep doing this, it's going to be JFK all over again.
Chance, I'm glad you're speaking out. I could not agree more. Excellent.
Thank you, Jimbo. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Keep them coming. Paul in New Jersey. Paul, join the conversation. Paul in New Jersey, join the conversation. Julie, did we lose Paul?
I've got Rick his mind lit. I don't guess he's there anymore.
Rick in Arizona. Rick, join the conversation. Did we lose Rick too?
Yeah, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. This is Paul, right?
No, this is Rick in Arizona.
Okay, Rick, go right ahead, Rick. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I was just looking up some casualty numbers. You know, the Russians lost 15,000 men in Afghanistan, and the country about blown to cork. They couldn't tolerate the casualties. So I think this JP character from Chicago is a little off on his casualty numbers. I mean, the Battle of Kursk, for example, the Germans lost 200,000 men. The Russians lost 700,000. The Germans lost tanks. They lost up to 1,500 tanks in the Battle of Kursk. The Soviets lost 6,000. The Russians lost 1,100 aircraft. I mean, these casualties that are coming out of Ukraine are for idiots. I would believe there's even 50,000 dead Russians.
Paul, did you hear Peter's clarification? Those numbers would be total casualties, meaning wounded, not all dead. Wounded, I think that probably is a pretty good fit if you look at it as casualties, not killed in action, but casualties, dead or wounded. Because, you know, typically you got four or five times as many wounded as dead. Go ahead.
So how many people did he claim are wounded, dead? How many casualties what was the number that he gave?
Well, my estimate prior to JP's call would have been 100,000 Russians and 1,000,000 Ukrainians. Now, he was giving numbers that went up from that, but I think it's because he was including the wounded as well as the dead. So I think it's,
All right, Doc. I mean, in my mind, space station, Ukrainian war stories and Lord's taking over apartment buildings. Yeah, these stories are for idiots.
It's been pretty horrific. The Ukrainians are putting little kids and old men on the front line, and they're being ground up by the Russians. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Well, I don't believe it. I think about a long time ago they would have killed Zelensky. Nobody's dying for Zelensky, okay? You say wag the dog.
And
people shooting bullets at Trump. This is about getting more money for the Secret Service. Okay. All right. Thanks for taking the call.
Hey. So maybe we'll have a better connection next time. Paul from New Jersey, are you here, Paul, or not here?
No, he had.
This is Tom.
Okay. Tom, join the conversation, Tom.
Yeah, good day, everybody. Good day, Jim. Listen, man, I want to get some stuff off my chest, but first off, I can't wait for Donald Trump to get back in there to arrest this Hillary Rotham Clint thing. Yeah. She should be arrested for her perpetrating lies again in the Russian dossier and all that. Donald Trump should have never gave her a break when he won the presidency last time. He should have arrested that cretin. That cretin should have been arrested. Okay, Slick Willie, he was a pig. And they're talking about how bad Donald Trump is.
Tom, let me make a point I've made before. Hillary has some super high classification. Hillary is in a special category. I think she's immune from the law. Otherwise, she would have been hauled in and socked away a long time ago. Trump would have done it. She has some super high classification, Tom, I'm telling you. That's the reason he hasn't been able to follow through. And I was dumbfounded. She was on MSNBC yesterday pontificating. I mean, this is one of the most despicable creatures on the face of Earth.
Well, absolutely, Jim. She's an absolute murderer. And the people better see through this because they better pay attention to what's going to happen. Now, here, Jim, I'm going to go to immigration. But before I do, there's so many breaking stories here and even in South Florida. Okay, I want everybody in our audience to understand this, okay? 90% of the males that were in Haiti were in gangs, okay? Now, you bring them over here to Springfield, Ohio, and I want to suggest that everybody look at the YouTube videos and tell me all those white women and all those white men are saying that the Haitian community over there is not eating the cats or not eating the geese or the ducks. They eat all the ducks, they're not eating the geese, okay? There used to be a bunch of people they interviewed were saying there used to be a button Snyder Park there. There's a whole bunch of ducks and everything. There's no more ducks, Jim. Mainly geese now. These people are not lying. These people are telling the truth, the whole truth, not but the truth, so help them God. Okay? Why are these lily white trash rat bastards? I call them white trash lily white. Why are these lily whites not saying, okay, I'll tell you what. And the ones who don't agree with the white population in Springfield, why aren't they saying, okay, we can remedy this problem, Jim. Let's remedy it. Let's take every one of those Haitians and stick them into Delaware. Stick them into Maryland. Stick them into Washington, D.C. Why are you bringing them to a red state, Jim? Why are these people coming to a red state? Why is Kamala Harris allowing these Haitians to go to a red state that is predominantly going to vote for Donald Trump?
Listen.
Designed by these Zionist swine.
Tom, it's to insult us. It's to mock us. It is to make us know they can do any damn thing they want and they don't give a toot about us.
Okay, Jim, you know what? And I got to go back. I get a little hot because I hear these people, some of these people calling in about Donald Trump. Hey, Donald Trump's the one at least saying, hey, if I become the president, I'm going to kick them back where they belong. They're going to go back to their own country to make their own country better. Right. I will give them the money. I will give them the money to make their own countries better, like Venezuela and Haiti. Why are they coming here? They're not coming here to compliment. They're not even coming to learn our language. You can listen to the residents, and I hope Lauren calls in. You can hear the residents in Ohio say these people don't even want to learn the language, really. They speak French, Creole.
They don't
want to learn the language. They don't want to learn the culture. So who's kidding who here? This is all by design by these swine, nonsense, nincompoops. And I mean, Jim, we're looking at it right here on YouTube or anything. And I got to ask the audience.
We agree, Tom. And I love your passion. I love your passion because America is being destroyed by these monsters who are running our government. They're destroying America deliberately.
Jim, but you got to remember, I lived this. I want you, everybody in your audience, to understand, I've lived this in South Florida. I remember when the Miami-Dade County and the Broward County Commissions, okay, were predominantly white. There's not one, zero, I'm going to repeat, zero on the Miami-Dade County Commission that has representation for a white Anglo. And Broward County is like 50-50. Okay, my point is, and guess what, Jim? These people coming to get these great jobs. How many people in your audience are getting $6,000, $7,000 a month pensions? Are they?
Yeah.
Are any of
the I know.
A month pension?
I'm not. Tom, you're great.
On top of that, then you got the...
Listen, I got four other callers, Tom. Okay, all right, keep you on long. Okay.
I got a final thought, Jim.
Go ahead.
I hear all these white people complaining about Donald Trump. What do you want? Jim, the houses in Springfield, Illinois, Ohio, the houses that they're giving these Haitians for peanuts, if you had one of those houses down in South Florida, a three-story house in South Florida, I don't care what condition it would go for, it would go for like $700,000-$800,000 a piece. Up there, it would go for $100,000. You bring a house that's three stories up in South Florida, you get $1 million all day long.
Tom,
now,
thanks.
These people are coming here from other countries.
Tom, we got it. We got it. We got it. Believe me, we got your message loud and clear. Beautiful, Tom. Keep them coming. Keith Rogers in Montana. Keith, join the conversation.
Yeah, sorry I missed you there, Jim, yesterday there. Hey, I got two things for you. One is important, but I just want to say here, since the war on terror started, 37 million people have been displaced by America's illegal wars.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Pastor Wright when he said America's chickens are coming home to roost, you know?
Yes.
And this doesn't count what the CIA's covert activities are down in these Central America and Latin America. You know?
Yes.
Anyway, Jim, it finally broke on Zero Hedge this morning, but 2 weeks ago, a pager firm over there in Lebanon had switched out the paging system there, and all these pagers have been remotely being set off by Israel. They've injured over 1,000 people so far by having these pagers blow up.
Oh, there are explosives in the pagers.
It seems like that. And I know about how paging works. They work on two-tone sequential pages there. So
yeah.
I'm not sure how many channel pagers they were like sure that.
Like,
but once
sure
they were
like putting a cell phone up to your ear and having it blow up like a hand grenade by your head.
Yeah, it tells people, you could be in a supermarket when the thing blows up. It takes three or four people out next to it. But
bad.
They also targeted the Iranian ambassador. He got injured on that too.
Yeah,
but it just seems like Israel's going to ramp this war up like that till they finally get this third world war they want. You know.
Well, I don't know. I'm getting a lot of reports Israel's on the verge of collapse. They don't seem to be succeeding against the Houthis or Hezbollah or even Hamas, Keith. I think Israel's on the verge of collapse.
Well, I do too. But remember, Biden's minion, this entire administration is Jewish.
We know that
the United States stands behind Israel and stuff like that. Actually, it's the Jews in this administration who are going to make sure that Israel's taken care of right up to the last. So
I go right up to the last, but I think the last is in view. I think there's light at the end of the tunnel, Keith. Look, great. Glad you called, my friend. Glad you called.
Yeah, one more thing. Chance was about the money thing. When Chance was talking about the money, remember BRICS, the main reason to destroy Russia is to stop BRICS. Because that's their financial hegemony.
The main reason to destroy Russia is to loot Russia. They want to break it up with all these little statelets and rob it. Vladimir Putin had advisedly observed that Russian natural resources were worth over $80 trillion, and they started salivating. They want to loot Russia, Keith. That's a bottom line.
Yep, that sure is. All right, thanks, Jim.
Okay, love the call. James in Vancouver. Please, James, join the conversation.
Yes, I just wanted to say this incursion into Kursk has resulted in Vladimir Putin and his hardliners being totally galvanized in unison together, where before there might have been some details where they didn't agree. Ukraine attacking Kursk. Now the Russians are totally all on the same page. So there's going to be no backing off this deal.
Yes.
I just wanted to say the Rothschilds hired Napoleon to take Russia. Okay. And Napoleon couldn't do it. Hitler lost more than 1,000 tanks at Kursk. Okay. Kursk is nowhere in terms of strategy. So Zelensky is making the same mistake as Hitler. And,
like these points.
Now the Houthis. Go ahead.
I like your points. I like your points, James. I think you're making appropriate historical comparisons.
Well, and now, as you've reported, the Houthis have super fast missiles. It's check and mate. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Oh, yeah. Sure, okay. James. Thank you. Keep them coming. Miles in Maine. Miles, join the conversation.
Yeah, Chase made a couple interesting points, and Tom had a good call. However, if one of Trump's ideas is to rebuild these other countries, you better rebuild this one first.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, we're way behind giving so much money to the rest of the world for destruction of peace and everything else that I think we better keep everything right here for quite a while.
I agree.
Peter made some interesting points, or JP. Now it's like what? We're going to have what they have in these third world South American countries, these hit squads on the people and on the public and on everybody that disagrees. That's what we've descended to. But here's another thing I'm looking at, Jim. You know, we see BlackRock, and they're creating havoc in the financial world, and now they're creating havoc possibly in the political world. How many oftentimes do you see two attempts of different assassins that are both have affiliations with one of the same group?
Yeah, go ahead.
How often has that happened in history?
No, you're right. You're right. They have a common origin, a common cause, a common motivation, a common sponsor. You're right.
Well, they keep appearing on the scene. How does that just happen all the time? And on the same hand, this guy's from Ukraine, and who wants to do the development in Ukraine?
Yeah. Sure.
And would that be the same group?
Yeah.
Would that be the same group that wants to do the development in Gaza?
You're making nice points, Miles. Yeah. I mean, you got the one guy shows up at a BlackRock commercial, and then he tries to take out Trump. You got another guy who's all pro-Ukraine, sending the message, if you oppose a war there, this is what could happen to you. I just love that DeSantis has been so smart as to keep this guy in Florida. They're going to try to take him out so he won't talk. I predict, Miles, this guy may die.
Well, here's the thing, too. Well, we've got a lot of people that are in that category at this point, but here's the here's the failure here again. Once again, we see this going on. We see this group, this organization, yet there's not a word, a whisper on either side out of Congress. There's never any investigations, whether it be, you know, by this Congress or Senate, very few of any meaning. And when the food supplies or anything's happening like that, we have no, you know, the food processing plants, no look into it, you know, 160 plants or whatever. Now we have this group and two assassination attempts on our former president, who's, you know, a current candidate. No investigation, no nothing. We have nobody anywhere saying, you know, let's have a congressional, let's pull these people in front of us right now and get to the bottom of this. And with that, Jim, have a great show. Thanks for taking
my call. Thank you, Miles. I like your calls. Kathleen in Texas, join the conversation, Kathleen.
Hey, Jim, no matter what, we're all going to be treated tonight to a fabulous harvest moon. And with that in mind, may I sing one chorus of a song?
Sure, go for it.
Okay. Oh, the moon is fair tonight upon the Wabash. From the fields there comes the breath of new-mown hay. Through the sycamore the candlelight is gleaming. On the banks of the Wabash, far away.
Nice. Very nice.
My parents were both from Pennsylvania. But anyway, nice. Going to be beautiful. And we all get to see that no matter what's happening in the world. And anyway, you're all in my prayers.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathleen. That was wonderful. Tom in Utah. Tom, you're on.
Hi, Jim. Just briefly, you were in the military, right? You were in the Marines, if I got
Yes.
Remember. We have a pre-trial hearing tomorrow morning for my Gulf War vet. You know, they're trying to bootstrap him with the stolen honor, whatever you want to call it.
Valor. Stolen valor.
Stolen valor, yeah. On top of the fraudulent arson thing that
Bad.
I was defending him in. Anyway, so I'm reaching out to anybody that was in the Gulf War experience or any military that's been, how to say, denied records. And that's what we've been dealing with. We've been trying to find his records. But I also got an idea from Mike Gowdy and that he might have been in a black ops and those guys' records disappear.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thanks, Tom.
So
where would they contact you again? Tell where to contact you if they had such records.
Flamesofinjustice.org. Flamesofinjustice.org.
Tom, thank you. Good luck with the case.
Yeah, the doctor.
Thanks for the call. KC in Idaho. KC, join the conversation, KC. Join the conversation.
KC disconnected.
KC disconnected just as I'm putting her on? Too bad. Well, oddly enough, I have a debate tonight against a guy named Dustin Nemos who wants to argue Earth is flat, that it was a worldwide flood, and some other related issues. He's, of course, a creationist, contrary to evolution. So we're going to have a debate at 5 Central, 6 Eastern. It will be broadcast on Rumble and I think possibly on Facebook and a couple other by realdealmedia.tv. Realdealmedia.tv. It's only going to be 1 hour, broken into 5-minute segments. He'll go first, I'll go second, then we'll just go through. So he'll get 30 minutes, I'll have 30 minutes. If that's something you might enjoy, I mention it when it's posted, and it will be posted. Of course, I'll include the link in the show tomorrow, and you can all watch it at your leisure. You don't have to watch it live. I just mentioned it's taking place by coincidence. It's taking place today. Meanwhile, I want to tell everyone what I've been saying before. Spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about. We do not know how much time we have left. And remember, RBN is in need. Please think about supporting RBN. If you like these shows, are they worth a buck a show to you? 5 days times 4 weeks, $20 a month. Could you afford to, could you support RBN? Please think about it. We want to stay here. We want to join with you every day. I love it. Thanks for being here. Back tomorrow.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, Julie, thank you.
Have a good evening.
You too. My friend, oh, I get high.